You're listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 38. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 38. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruckoff podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. In this episode, we have an interview with Jason Galindo and Jeff Perez, who are from RuckFit. You might remember Jason from the first All Day Ruckoff podcast episode, and I'm very excited to have him back, this time along with Jeff. During this episode, we talk about RuckFit, how that very first RuckFit Elite event went, and we finish up with talking about their new RuckFit Elite event, which is called Honor the Fallen and is taking place on April 21st, 2018 in Millersville, Maryland. Before we get into the interview, I wanted to give some thanks to those who have left reviews on Apple Podcasts and on our Facebook page. We've got a 5-star review from Nelson who says, "I listen to a lot of podcasts, but ADR is the only one I'm actually waiting on to drop every week. Brian not only has the heavy hitters of the rucking community, but regular GRTs, if there is such a thing as a regular GRT. Thanks for all the good info and wonderful guests. And yes, Brian, after I did my first event, I knew I wanted to do another DFQ." Thank you, Nelson. That's one of my favorite questions to ask, because you probably know whether people wanted to do another event after their first, if they knew right away, or if it took some time for them to come around and sign up for that second event. I'm also not sure if there's anything such as a regular GRT either, but I do know it has been an absolute blast to talk to so many people in the community already. I truly appreciate you for taking the time to write that, Nelson. Thank you. If you want to support the podcast, we would love if you would leave a review on either Apple Podcasts, which is on iTunes, or on our Facebook page. Both help a ton. We read them, they're all amazing to receive, they're motivating, and they're truly appreciated. If you want to support the podcast financially, you can always check out our online store at alldayruckoff.com/store. There'll be a link in the show notes. We've got rucking gear, patches, shirts, Velcro hats, patch magnets, tons of awesome stuff. We've also got a new YouTube channel, which you can grab a link to in the show notes as well. Recent videos include a Rucker 2.0 preview, how we use Grimlocks for hydration, bladder, hose management, and maybe even one on what we put in our post-event bag. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And here's the interview with Jason and Jeff. Today, I'm interviewing Jason Galindo and Jeff Perez. For those who have listened since the very first episode of the All Day Ruckoff podcast, or have gone back and downloaded that one, Jason was one of our very first guests. He is the co-owner of Old Line CrossFit, a level 3 CrossFit coach, and retired from the U.S. Air Force, where he spent 20 years as an aerospace medicine technician. Jeff is a level 1 CrossFit coach, and he is the lead RuckFit instructor. He spent 5 years in the Marine Corps, where he was a linguist and an intel analyst. I'm very excited to have Jason back on and Jeff on for the first time. So guys, how are you doing today?
Good. Doing really well. Doing great. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Man, I'm so glad to have you guys back on. This is going to be really fun. Today, we're going to be talking about RuckFit. We're going to be talking about that first RuckFit Elite event, and then we'll be talking about a brand new RockFit Elite event. So very cool topics. I'm really excited for all of them.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Brian, I just want to throw out one thing before we get going. I just wanted to thank you for having us back on the podcast. You've definitely done a great job with it and come a long way since that very first episode that we were featured on. So, so just thank you to you for having us back on. Really honored that you decided to have us back on the show. So thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
No problem. That first episode, it still gets downloads every week. So it's wild.
That's great.
So starting off, Jeff, you're the lead instructor for RockFit. Can you explain what RockFit is to the listeners?
So RockFit started about 5 years ago. It was started by a retired Marine drill instructor, and it's basically a mashup of military physical fitness, CrossFit, strongman, odd object training, and rucking. So you throw all that together and you have RockFit. So we have a weekly workout here at Old Line CrossFit, and the workout varies from week to week. We do different things. And we kind of keep it fresh, keep all our ruck fitters on their toes. And it's really a really popular program here at our gym. And people really seem to enjoy it. So it's going really, really well.
That's awesome to hear. Glad it's going well. And it's been around for a while. So very cool. Jason, can you tell us about Old Line CrossFit and what has been like having RuckFit as a program there?
Well, I tell you, when this came over, I think I brought this up last time. The Marine drill sergeant that Jeff just mentioned, Tony, he came over to the gym, was one of our coaches here, brought RuckFit. It was immediately successful. I think one of the big things that makes it so successful is it kind of gets everyone out of the that's the best way to put it, kind of that counting rep or, you know, watching the clock kind of mentality that CrossFit really drives. This is just, you know, we're going to throw anywhere from 45 minutes to 60 minutes on the clock, and we're just going to whoop your ass, and you're not going to really have to think about much other than what's the next movement I got to do, you know. And I think kind of that odd object variety that we don't really get a lot of chances to incorporate into our regular classes is what really keeps the interest there. So, you know, throwing around sandbags and stones, going out for rucks and doing log PT, it's just kind of like that raw primal, you know, kind of that fitness thing that you just don't get a lot of opportunities to do. So I think that's what's made it so popular. And with that popularity, it definitely helped add new members to the gym. So, we love it here. All three of us, myself, Dave and Kyle, we are huge supporters of it and doing everything that we can to just make it that much more popular week after week.
That's awesome. And so it sounds like there's a huge variation between the workouts that you guys do at the RuckFit program. Are those put out in advance, or when people show up, are they, you know, in for a surprise?
Yeah, Jeff builds the workouts probably Monday to Tuesday, the week before, or, you know, leading before that Saturday, shoots it to me. We'll kind of brainstorm different ideas. Then once we get it finalized, we release it Friday, typically Friday at 3 p.m. Before the Saturday class. So everyone gets a little bit of an idea of what, you know, is going to come their way, but Jeff is pretty good about throwing some last-minute disgusting disguises inside of, you know, what we have listed for the day.
Yeah, you got to keep people on their toes.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned that the RuckFit workouts are a bit different in terms of style, and possibly mentality, right, from the CrossFit workouts. I know Old Line CrossFit has a ton of CrossFit classes. Do you notice a lot of overlap between the people who come to the more traditional CrossFit classes and those who attend RuckFit?
Absolutely. We don't really have, not that I can think of, anyone that just specifically attends RuckFit. The majority of our members will do our normal CrossFit classes throughout the day, and then they'll reach out and branch into those other specialized classes that we have, whether it be, you know, RuckFit or our weightlifting classes, our gymnastics seminars, yoga, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, like I said, everyone just kind of branches through all of our classes, which is good because it keeps the popularity up, and it keeps the energy up in the class. So it's not like you have a class with one or two people. These are all fairly popular classes where you have 15 plus participants in, you know, any given one of them.
That's awesome. That's got to just bring a whole lot of energy and make it a really good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it adds a nice variety to the regular CrossFit classes. And one thing that we've been incorporating more of now that we've been having some decent weather around here is these informal rocks on the weekend. And people who would never have considered doing a formal ruck event will come out, they'll bring their kids, they'll bring their dogs, and they'll just go for a walk with us. And some people are really training hard for ruck events. Other people just want to go for a walk outside and get out of the gym every now and then. So that's it's a really good atmosphere, really informal, and it just keeps people interested with the different variety that RuckFit offers.
100%. Absolutely.
That's great. That is, I mean, you can't beat that, getting outside, involving the family a little bit, going for a ruck.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So we talked about this a little bit in the first episode, but I really like hearing about the backgrounds for the guests. So Jason, I know you answered this once before, but I want to bring it back about your first ruck event and how it went. So what was your first ruck event and how did that go?
So I laugh every time I tell the story. Justin and I and a few others had signed up for the Tough in Annapolis. I believe it was sometime in June. And I guess maybe a couple of weeks after, I was looking on the GoRuck site. Like I said last time, I was completely new to this world. I had no idea what the hell was going on. And I'm going through all the events, and then all of a sudden I stumble across, you know, a GoRuck heavy event on Memorial Day. And they had this huge write-up about, you know, honoring the fallen and, you know, being retired military. It definitely got the whole, you know, patriotic juices flowing. So I signed up for it, not really knowing what the hell I was getting into. And stupidly, Justin and a couple of other guys allowed me to convince them to do this with me. And so we get out there, and it was the most difficult thing I have ever done in my life. Because number one, we hadn't really prepared for it. I didn't know how to prepare for it. I knew it was going to be 24 hours, but I didn't really know what this was going to what was going to be involved in this whole 24-hour period. So it was one of the most amazing events I've ever done. I met a lot of really great people out there. And now I'm kind of back to that point where I want to start doing this again, because I swore after that heavy that I would never do that shit ever again. but yeah, it was a great experience. We got to do a lot of really cool things around the DC area. And yeah, I'm kind of getting the itch to do all this stuff again. So, so that's kind of how this whole GoRuck thing started with me.
It's funny how that works. After my first event, I swore I was never going to do another one again. And I think that's pretty common.
Yeah. My feet, my ankles, my calves, like everything from the hair on my head to my toenails was hurting and sore and achy. And, but I'm not going to lie, having that patch on my ruck, I love having it there, and I love that people can see it. And I love when people ask me about it and I can tell them, you know, really in depth details about, you know, the event itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not often that you hear someone's first event was a heavy. So especially going in, not knowing much about, you know, either the company or the style of event, that must've been something.
Yeah. We absolutely did this kind of the whole ass backwards way. We started with a heavy, then we did a tough, and then now, which Jeff is going to talk about some of the other events we're doing a light coming up here in a couple months. So I'm kind of, the kid that loves to do things the weird way.
That's awesome. So, Jeff, this is your first time on the show. I'm guessing you did some rucking while in the Marines, but how did you get involved in rucking and ruck events outside of the military?
So when RuckFit came to Old Line CrossFit, this was summer of 2015, started here. I saw the class. It, you know, brought me back to my military days, and I was immediately interested. Came out to the first few classes, loved it, kept getting more and more involved. Got involved in rucking kind of on the side with a few guys here. And I've just loved it since day one, and had an opportunity for me to step into the lead instructor position, and I jumped in with both feet, and I really love it. I love the position. I love working with the ruck fitters that come out every week, and it's a great time for me.
That's awesome. So you were a member of Old Line CrossFit before you got involved in RuckFit?
Yeah, he was actually one of our original members. He pretty much joined as soon as we opened up.
That's some great history there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Jeff, what was your first ruck event?
So my first ruck event was last year's RuckFit Elite. So I have... never done a Go Ruck event. I have several scheduled this year. We have a light coming up in 2 weeks, and another light in May, and that a bunch of us are doing here at the gym, and a pistol course later this year, and possibly looking at the new 50-mile star course that's coming up in May as well. So a lot of events on the horizon. So I'm definitely going to get my fill now.
Sure sounds like it. I was really excited when I was talking to Jason back in episode 33, and he mentioned that they were going to create that 50 miler, and then to see it on the website, it's cool that it's happening so quick.
Yeah, it's great. And it's right in our backyard. So it's perfect. I know it's a hike for you to get to it, but yeah, it's right here in DC. We're about 25, 30 miles from DC. So it's convenient for us.
Yeah, that's gonna be great for you guys. Yeah, it's a little trouble for me over Seattle, fly all the way over there.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time scheduling a haircut right now, and so I'm not sure how I could schedule a cross country flight and a 50 miler. So we'll see. Last time we talked, RuckFit was gearing up for the first RuckFit Elite event, which was Operation Summer Siege. How did that event go?
So overall, I think it was a huge success. We had 15 participants, 14 finished. The biggest thing that we couldn't account for was the weather. This probably was the hottest day that we had last summer. The heat index was well into the triple digit point. What we had originally planned, we had to tailor things back a little bit because heat emergencies were starting to become a real thing, and it was getting a little scary at some points. Had to take a lot more breaks than we anticipated. And then as we came up on the fourth evolution, this huge thunderstorm just came out of nowhere. We had to double time it back to the gym, and then we kind of came up with, I don't know if you've ever heard of the deck of cards workout. You know, you pick a certain number of movements, and whatever card comes out of the deck represents the number of reps you have to do with that. That was the last evolution we had for RuckFit Elite last year. But all in all, it was great. It was tough. A lot of the people, especially some of the endurance athletes that participated, said that was the most difficult thing they'd ever done. And I'm sure the heat played big time into that difficulty. But all in all, it was great. We got a lot of great pictures, a lot of really good experiences. And we definitely got our feet wet finally leading our own rookie best.
That's wild. Yeah, that sounds like it was quite the event. I saw a lot of the pictures from it. They all turned out really nice, and I couldn't tell from the pictures that it was that hot there. So,
yeah, it was. When we got to our second or our third evolution, which involved some hill sprints, it was scary hot. We took about an hour break after that evolution, and Justin and I kept them in the shade, got Gatorade for everybody. We just, you know, obviously we're not trying to kill people out there in one of these things. And the humidity out here, I'm not sure if you've ever been out here in the midsummer, the humidity here in Maryland is no joke. So, we had to adjust things on the fly, but all in all, it went really, really, really well.
Yeah. So for your events, do you call the people who run them? Are they cadre?
No, I don't think we really came up with a name.
No.
We weren't really too concerned with, you know, the titles that Justin and I had. We were definitely very tough with everyone, but we didn't want this to be identical to a GoRuck event, even though it, you know, obviously in practice it's the same concept. But you know, we wanted to have our own little, you know, flavor in this little GoRuck thing. So we weren't too concerned with what they addressed us by. It was more about how they performed as a team. That's really what we were concerned about.
You guys ran the first event. Are you planning on being the two who run the second event?
It'll be Jeff and I doing it this year.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So Justin, he relocated to Alabama, which is why we had a spot open up for Jeff to become the new director for RuckFit. Justin's wife is active duty and she got orders. So they got relocated to Maxwell Air Force Base.
That'll do it. So what was, for that first event, Operation Summer Siege, what was the mileage and time like on it?
So the total mileage minus a very short car ride for everyone because of the weather, it ended up being just over 13 miles, and we were just at 10 hours total time.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like a long time, and it is. But like I said, we had to take a lot of unscheduled in the shade breaks so everybody, you know, their core temperature could come down just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep everyone safe. It makes total sense.
Absolutely.
So Jeff, you participated in this event. What were your thoughts like going into it?
So I knew it would be a long day. I knew it was going to be a hot day. Other than that, I didn't really know what to expect. Jason and Justin kind of where they were really tight-lipped on what the evolutions were going to be and how long we were going to be out there. We knew it was going to be between 8 and 10 hours. But I was just focused on, you know, doing the best I could for our team and putting one foot in front of the other. And just getting through it, and we did. Most of us did. We had one drop, which was unfortunate, but it couldn't be avoided. But so most of us did finish the event, and it went really good. And everyone who did the event and finished it kind of came together as a team in the end. And I'm sure you've seen it at your many GoRuck events. That's probably the best feeling, is when all these individuals come together for a common purpose. And they walk away as teammates. And that seemed to be the overarching theme for the Ruck City Elite event. And that was the best feeling out of the whole thing.
Yeah, they really are, I mean, more than just solid workouts. It's more of a community building and team cohesion event at the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
So did the majority of the people who showed up to it, were they members of Old Line CrossFit and the RuckFit group?
All of them were. We had a couple people outside the gym sign up and they never showed.
Huh, that's unfortunate. Unfortunate for them.
Yeah, it is. But I'm expecting a bigger turnout this year. Jeff has already been getting inquiries from people outside the gym. So I expect there to be at least a handful of people from outside of here to sign up.
Very cool. I can't wait to hear how that goes. So this might be kind of a tricky question. I've noticed at a lot of Ruck events I've done, which are predominantly GoRuck events, that at the end of the event, you know, everyone's like a tight-knit group. And I've always been curious about gyms who either run custom events or who run events like this. If you guys noticed any of the bonds that were formed during Operation Summer Siege, if you could tell afterwards in the workouts that certain people had done the event together or had seen any cohesion there.
So I'll say this from kind of two different perspectives. Having done GoRuck events, I know exactly what you're saying. You come into this group with, you know, 98% of them, you know, if you have a couple buddies come with you, being strangers. And then all of a sudden you're thrown into the fire together. And I kind of like put this right up there with any kind of like formal military training that, you know, when you're put into these really tough situations, you will form really strong bonds with people that you're there with. I think the big difference that we had for Ruckford Elite, all the people that were there knew each other very, very well. And that's not to say that even stronger bonds were not formed there, but it was a little harder to see out of our event because all of those people knew each other so well, as in comparison to, you know, a GoRuck event where the majority of everyone doesn't know one another.
And that makes total sense when you say it that way. If you're looking at Old Line CrossFit and Ruck Fit, if everyone knows each other or has like a familiarity level of like 90%, and after the event they're at 92 or 95%, it's a much smaller move than a GoRuck event where everyone's has like a 0% familiarity level with each other. And then at the end, they're at like an 80.
And that's why we're really hoping that, you know, we have a strong showing from people outside the gym, because I would love to have our people be exposed to these brand new people. And then that really kind of challenges the teamwork dynamic, because when you all know each other, it makes it a lot easier when you don't have to break through the ice of, you know, that uncomfortable, hey, who are you? Here's my name. This is my favorite color and dinosaur, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. When you know everyone, you know what they're good at, what, you know, what their proficiencies are. You're probably used to carrying logs with them, doing work with them at the workout. So you don't have to go through that whole, like, how do we do this as a team together phase?
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. I'm really excited to see how this event goes. Before we move to the next Ruck Fit Elite event, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about for that original Operation Summer Siege?
Yeah, I tell you, just for me, again, I want to like piggyback on what Jeff said. I 100% appreciate your support for that event. You were the only sponsor that we had at the time that actually followed through. The swag that you sent us was highly appreciated from everyone. They absolutely loved it. So 100% from the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate your support last year.
Well, thank you. That means a lot, but thanks for thinking of me, and I'm just glad I was able to help. I like, you know, building the overall Ruck community, and for you guys to put on your own Ruck event, I mean, why not support that in any way possible? So thank you guys for doing that. Thank you guys for putting on that first event. It's awesome. It's just awesome to see.
Thanks.
So last time when we talked, Episode 1, it was mentioned that Ruck Fit Elite might happen again. You guys didn't make any promises that it would ever come back, but you gave the first event a name and you mentioned that it could happen again. I personally was just really hopeful that it was going to be a massive success, so there would be more events after it. I think I briefly mentioned either towards the end of the call or after the call that obstacle course races, you know, there's a ton of different players in the market. Ruck events, there's GoRuck, and then to some extent, there's SealFit with their 20X and Spartan Race with their 12-hour, their Hurricane Heat. So I'm just excited that to see this second event coming. So please tell us what's going to happen with this second event.
So last year we had a water evolution, and that where we did it, it was kind of a private beach area, and I don't think we're welcome back there anymore. So we're not going to have a water evolution. So it could be a slight change from last year's event. Last year we started at our gym at our base here, and then kind of went off into the town, started rucking all over the place. We're not going to do that this year. We're going to already meet at a designated starting point and just kind of go from there. And it's still going to be just as many miles involved, but just the starting point's going to be a little bit different, and the evolutions are going to be a little bit different from last year. And we have we've kind of let on a little bit of what's going to happen, but definitely not everything is going to be released until it's go time.
Awesome. Yeah, got to keep a bit of it a surprise at least. So the first event was Operation Summer Siege. Does the second event have a name?
Yeah, this is Operation Honor the Fallen.
Very nice. And when is this event happening?
So this one is going to be, we're going to avoid the heat this year a little bit earlier. It's April 21st, the Saturday. And it's in Millersville, Maryland, which is right in between Baltimore and D.C. So any GRTs or CrossFitters or any ruckers out there in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, welcome to come out to our event. Signups are open right now. You can register right now. And we are going to register for this event up until 2 weeks before the event, April 7th. We're going to close that down. So get in before April 7th.
Very nice. Is it going to be an interesting start location?
Yeah. So, I guess I could say, well, they ended up at that spot last year. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. So if you took part, if you're one of the 15 from last year, you might have maybe a little extra knowledge on where you're starting this time, but for everyone else, it should be a nice surprise. So what does the packing list look like? So if someone signs up for this event, what do they need to bring to the start point?
So it's, this is pretty much the same kind of loadout that we had for last year, 30 pounds weight plate, wrapped bricks, sandbag, for the guys, and then 20 pounds for the ladies. Everyone has to come with at least a 3-liter bladder that's completely full with water. And then they need to bring money, $20, just in case they decide that they are woefully out of their debt and need to bail on it. And then other than that, you know, just kind of some of the recommended stuff, you know, gloves, bug spray, you know, if there's any medications that they need, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of that typical list that you would see for a Go Ruck Tough.
Yeah, and I'll just add on, or I guess re-say, bring gloves. It always just hurts me inside when I see people show up to these events without gloves.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
It's just, you know, you can just feel it in your soul when you see them step up to the line. No gloves in their pack. It's going to be an interesting time for them.
I was one of the idiots that did my heavy without gloves. So, yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I mean, it's tough, right? Because rucking doesn't really involve gloves. You don't need gloves to go out and ruck. But these styles of ruck PT events that, you know, GoRuck puts on, and I would consider RuckFit Elite to be, I mean, you definitely need gloves.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So Jeff, last year you participated in the event. That was your first ruck event. Operation Summer Siege. This year, you're helping to run the second event. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Are you excited about that?
I am. I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of both sides of it, being a participant and an instructor for this next one. I'm really looking forward to it, and it's going to be a challenge because I don't want to be too sympathetic. I'm not going to try to make it too easy for these participants, but I can identify with them with the struggle that they're going through. So it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing both sides of it.
Yeah, it should definitely be interesting. Some of my favorite Goert cadre, Rooney, for example, every year he does at least one event as a participant just to remember what it's like. So when he runs his events, he can kind of feel the pain that everyone's going through. So it should definitely give you a different eye when you're running it.
Absolutely.
So the month for this one is definitely different than last year. Last year, you mentioned it was the hottest day of the year. What's the weather looking like so far, from Maryland and in April?
Here's the problem with the weather out here. It's like a bipolar human being. One day, actually, we just experienced it this week, and it's still February, where the last couple of days it's been 70 degrees, and then tomorrow we're supposed to get snowed out. So it kind of runs that way into spring. We're hoping that since this is in the latter part of April that, the craziness of the weather will calm down and we'll get, somewhere between 60 and 80 degrees, somewhere in there would be ideal, with a little bit of cloud cover. Unlike last year where it was nearly 100 degrees. The heat index was probably 110. There wasn't a cloud to be seen, and there was absolutely no wind. So there was just no escaping the heat last year.
That's crazy. And you mentioned it was incredibly humid that day too?
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, the heat index was probably somewhere between 108 and 110.
Yeah, let's hope that stays away for this event.
Yeah,
I'm out absolutely. In Seattle and we really don't get the humidity that bad at all. But when I grew up, I have a lot of family who are in the Midwest in Wisconsin. And so I've spent summers back there. And so I do know a little bit about the humidity and it's not fun. Being outside is not fun.
Yeah. No, it definitely affects you.
For sure. So we talked a little bit about sponsors for last year. This year, it sounds like you have a whole list of sponsors on. Has that been pretty exciting?
It is. Yeah, we're looking to grow the event, and we reached out to a lot of different sponsors that are in both within the rucking community and within the military veteran community. And we're proud to say we have a handful of sponsors that have signed on that have graciously donated some sweet swag for the finishers of this event. We have GORUCK. GORUCK's involved, SEALFIT, Mission 22, Raider Project, Pathfinder Ruck Training, and we have your favorite, Jailbreak Brewing Company. It's a local brewery here in the area. We'll see if they can throw some beer our way for the finishers. And once again, our return sponsor, All Day Ruck Off. So glad to have you back.
Glad to be back. And as always, excited that you guys have a brewery sponsoring the event because
you know
it's going to be a good time if there's a brewery on board.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
So if someone's listening to this, they're excited about the event, they're interested in RuckFit, where can they go to find out more information or register for this event?
So if they want to find out more information about RuckFit, they can go to our website, oldlinecrossfit.com. They can find RuckFit on Instagram and RuckFit Elite. We post tons of information about it on, or Jeff does, on our Instagram Ruck Fit Instagram page, and they can register for it at Eventbrite.
Perfect. And I'll put links, like I did the first time, to all of that in the show notes. So if you're listening to this, just pull up the show notes in your podcast app, or if you're listening on the website, just scroll down and you'll find the links right there.
Excellent. Yep.
So this is the second event. Is this going to turn into a yearly event, do you think?
I think so. I think we've kind of worked out the kinks. Jeff is a mastermind when it comes to reaching out and getting, you know, sponsors and advertising. I mean, the guy's got a huge photography background, so he's really good at capturing images and putting this stuff on social media and garnering attention through those, you know, social media vehicles. So, I think we have all the recipe, or, you know, all the things in place for this to really kind of turn into a big event as the years go by.
That's awesome. It's always nice to, you know, just talk to people who are excited about this stuff and who are putting on things that they're really excited and passionate about. So I can't wait. So this one's going to be for both of you, but I'll hit each one separately. So Jason, what are you most excited for about the second Ruck Fit Elite event?
Honestly, what I'm most excited for is for us to really execute this as we planned, without having, you know, these external factors affect things. I think things went, like I said, they just went so well last year in the beginning until, you know, that hell heat took over and really forced us to change things on the fly. That was the thing I really hated the most about last year. So I'm hoping that this year, you know, I don't care if it's raining, I don't care if it's a little cool outside, we can deal with that, and we're gonna press forward without changing the plan. So I'm really looking forward to see how that kind of pans out and how all the participants react to what we have planned, instead of having to do this kind of adjusted thing on the fly.
Yeah, that will be exciting to see. And I mean, weather is obviously one of those things you can't plan for, but it sounds like you guys had a number of good contingent plans in place and made sure the event was still awesome.
Absolutely.
So sending that question over to you now, Jeff. Thing that you're most excited for this second Ruck Fit Elite event.
So I'm interested in putting the evolutions together. We kind of have a rough framework worked out already. I'm interested in adding more detail to that. One thing that I'm really interested in, with my background in Intel from my Marine days, is we think about adding kind of a mental exercise to see if kind of like a break from the physical activity that we're going to be doing, but kind of just to see if the group can operate as a team while they're physically exhausted and still stay focused and focus on a task at hand. And we're still working out the details of this, but I think that is going to be the most interesting aspect for me because of my background. But I'm looking forward to that. And I think once we get the details in place, it's really going to add an extra element to the Ruck Fit Elite this year. So looking forward to that part of it.
That sounds awesome. It definitely sounds like, you know, something really, really unique. These events, obviously they tax your body heavily, but it's always interesting to see ones that put some pressure on the mind.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I know back when Death Race was still going around, they had some tasks that were a little similar, or maybe not similar, but were kind of a test on the mind. Like you had to, I think one of them was you had to run up a hill and you had to look at this object that was put together, and it was made of Legos. And then it was like a mile up the hill and then a mile down the hill. And then you had to recreate what you saw up there down below.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's
So
it's very. It might not be that demanding when you're fresh, But when you're exhausted after hours of physical activity, it's a little bit tougher because it definitely takes a toll on your mind as well. So that things like that are very interesting to me, to see how the mind can still operate and if you can stay focused during exhaustion.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how that pans out because it's definitely something that interests me as well.
Definitely have to work on that and get something like that in place. I think that's going to add, like I said, an extra element to this event and really keep it fresh.
Absolutely. So the last event that you guys ran, it spanned the length of a day. It started in the morning and ended at night. Is this second event doing the same thing?
Yeah, it's going to be the same length of time, same distance rucking. We're looking at maybe 10 to 12 miles. 8 to 10 hours, something like that. We're looking at finalizing the route and the evolutions in the next couple of weeks here, and everything will be in place, and then we'll be ready to go, just ready for April 21st.
Awesome. What's the start time on it?
08. We're going to start at 8 o'clock, a little bit later start than last year. I think last year we started at 0600, but pushing it back a little bit. Yeah, but we're looking at 10 hours, so 8 to 6.
Sounds perfect.
Plenty of time for a beer afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got plenty of time to grab a beer or two and get some really good food in you after a long day of having an event.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the best part of the day right there.
It usually is. It usually is. Man, I'm so excited, guys. I'm so glad we're doing this call. I can't wait to hear how this event goes. And I'm so glad that there's another one coming back. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about related to either RuckFit, the first RuckFit Elite event, or the second RuckFit Elite event?
Just overall, I'm just really happy to be in place as the lead instructor for RuckFit. Just the caliber of people that we have here, and we're right in the middle of a big military area. There's a lot in the DC area, just a lot of big military presence. So we have a lot of military folks that come through here, and they see RuckFit, and it kind of hits a nerve, and they come into RuckFit, and they really keep it intense, and there's just that drive from these military veterans that come in. And that's what really drives me, is just seeing their motivation and really working with them. And like I said, I'm just really happy to be in place here as the instructor for RuckFit. But I do want to say one thing that we have coming up is we're getting more involved with Go Ruck events. And all we do is we might just have like one or two people that ask about it. And then we'll say, oh, all right, let's throw it out to the group on Facebook or social or whatever. And next thing you know, people are coming out of the woodwork and they want to get involved with Go Ruck. Some people are surprising. You never would think they would in a million years do a Go Ruck event. And they're like, well, hey, what's this all about? What do I need to do for this? What do I need to buy for this? And then we'll say, well, you know, we have people that have done it. We can tell you what you need. We can help you train for it. And it's really interesting to see the mix of people that want to get involved with these Go Ruck events. Not just RuckFit Elite. RuckFit Elite kind of started as a way for us to branch out and get out of the gym and kind of do our own thing. Something a little bit more intense than, you know, RuckFit that we do every week. But it's also kind of a gateway or a stepping stone, if you will, to these other more intense Go Ruck events. We're not trying to replicate or replace Go Ruck. I mean, no one can do that. But what we are trying to do is get people more involved in the scene, in the rucking scene. So what we have going on in the spring is in a couple of weeks, like I mentioned before, we have St. Baldrick's Light, which is happening right here in Maryland. We have a handful that are involved in that. I'm going to be doing that one as well. And let's see, we have in early April, a couple of weeks after that that light, we have a marathon that we're rucking. And it's not really a rucking marathon. It's more for runners, but they have graciously allowed us to come out onto the course and said, well, we might be gone by the time you get back to the finish line, but that's okay. So we're going to ruck this thing and get some miles under us for that marathon. And then the big event that I'm really looking forward to is the Cinco de Mayo light in DC, which we have, this number shocked me. We have 25 of our members that are signed up for this light event. And so Old Line CrossFit's really going to be coming out in force for this Cinco de Mayo event, which, I'm really anticipating a good party after that one. So, really looking forward to that one in early May. So a lot of good things on the horizon for us.
Yeah, you guys, it sounds like are sure staying busy over there. What's the marathon that you'll be wrecking?
So it's the it's called the B&A, the Baltimore Annapolis Trail Marathon. And it's just a local marathon. It's on a paved track most of the way. And there's really no, it's just right in our backyard. So it's very convenient for everyone to get to. I think we have 5 registrants doing that that are going to ruck as a group. And we just wanted to try and test ourselves and really push the intensity. And we're looking at about a 9-hour finish. That's our goal. So, we'll see how that goes. I don't think any of us have done, besides Jason doing the heavy event last year or a couple years back, none of us have really done that kind of distance. So it's going to take a little bit of training, but we'll get there. And then, of course, a couple weeks after that is the 50 miler that we talked about a little bit earlier. And that's, we have, I think, a small team. I think there's 3 of us, maybe 4 of us going to form a small team for that one and get out there and see what we can do with 50. But the marathon will be a good gauge of kind of where we're at with our training and these long distances. So, like I said, good events coming up, a lot happening this spring. So a lot of excitement over here.
Sure sounds like it. And I was going to say, yeah, that marathon should be definitely a good gauge. Get those 26 miles in to see how that 50 miler pans out. So it's really, really cool that both Jason and Blaine are going to be flying up and doing that event.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting them and hanging out with them in the after party. And that should be a good time.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned kind of introducing GoRuck events to your community and saying, you know, who's going to be doing this. And then you find people hopping on that you never expected to. Old Line CrossFit and RuckFit are registered training partners with GoRuck, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Have you noticed that that's helped drive interaction within your community and get them excited for general rucking events?
It has. It definitely adds an awareness in the gym. And we have a GoRuck training partner banner hanging up in our gym. So that's kind of one of the first things people see. New members come in the door and they see that, and they may have never heard about GoRuck, or they may say, oh, I know this GoRuck thing. This is great. I can get more involved with that through this gym. So it's kind of a good selling point for the gym and for RuckFit and bringing in new members. It just adds another facet of training that other gyms might not offer. They might not have any kind of rucking programs or GoRuck affiliation. So we're really proud of that. We're proud to be involved with GoRuck, and we're proud that a lot of our members want to get involved in these GoRuck events. So we push it hard, and we really don't even have to push it that hard. We just kind of put out a call like, hey, 5 of us are doing this event. Anybody else want to do it? And then people just come out in force, and it's a great thing to see. And it really provides strength in numbers when you show up to an event and you have, you know, 20 of your buddies right behind you that you know are not going to let you fail or falter or anything like that. So a lot of these newbies that come in, they might not know anything about rucking. They may have maybe walked 3 miles one time or something, but we got their back, you know, just like a seasoned GRT. You know, we're going to support everybody that's part of our gym, and we're going to go out there and finish as a team.
I love the way you say that. We've got your back, you know, to the new people who are coming in the gym. One of the things I love about seeing those GoRuck training banners, and it's not even that the gym's, you know, affiliated with GoRuck or not. It's that when I see that hanging, I know that, you know, there's GRT who work out here. And I think, you know, anyone in the community can agree that we definitely have a unique for the most part, very welcoming community, and everyone's, you know, really nice, got each other's backs, and because you have to during the event that gets you into the community. So just seeing that banner, you kind of know without even talking to anyone, you know, what kind of a gym you're stepping into.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Definitely.
And then you just, you know, hit all those points home with the description of bringing in new members to the gym. So that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Any shout outs you want to give before we get going?
Again, I just want to hit home our sponsors for this, for the upcoming RuckFit Elite event. Really grateful that they've come on board with this. And everyone's been so generous and really, really looking forward to this event. I think it's going to be a great time. We have a great finisher prize pack for anyone who finishes the event with tons of swag, all kind of patches, T-shirts, things like that. So it's going to be some good gear. And again, yeah, looking forward to it. Got a lot of big events and really, really looking forward to this RuckFit Elite event.
Same. I can't wait to hear how it goes. I really wish I could make it out there. I'm guessing I won't be able to. Like I mentioned, I'm having a hard enough time scheduling a haircut, cross-country flight. don't know if I can get that in the works, but I can't wait to hear this all pans out.
Well, you ever make it out to DC, Baltimore area, you got a place to stay, Brian.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jason and Jeff, thank you guys just so much for taking all this time to talk to me about RuckFit, RuckFit Elite Operation Summer Siege, and then the brand new RuckFit Elite event happening this April. I want to thank, you know, Old Line CrossFit and RuckFit just so much again for being that first podcast episode ever, which...
Yeah, that's right.
Which is wild. I can't believe it's, you know, we're already up in the high 30s now, and
yeah, it's great.
It's been a while, but people are still downloading that episode, and I'm still just so appreciative that you guys, you know, took the step, and you guys were okay with that, with being the first episode. So thank you guys just so much for everything. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on this time. And the first podcast, we're honored to be the first one. And, you know, I want to say when we first contacted you about the 2017 RuckFit Elite event, yeah, you know, you were a big proponent of RuckFit and the event and everything, very generous in sponsoring. So, again, I just want to reiterate, you know, personal thanks to you for all your support, and especially for the work you do for the rucking community in general. I think the community is stronger to a degree with you in it and because of your work that you've done. So I really appreciate it. And again, thanks for having us on here. It's good exposure for our gym, and we really, really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate hearing that. That's, you can't see it, but I'm smiling right now. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it, Brian.
All right, guys, take care. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much again, just for all the support.
Yeah, and thanks to you, Brian. Thanks a lot for the call, and it was great talking with you again.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. To learn more about this episode, please visit the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-038. We've got links to Old Line CrossFit, RuckFit, and more information on that second RuckFit Elite event. To learn more about All Day Ruck Off, you can always visit us at alldayruckoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on either Apple Podcasts or our Facebook page. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com, as I'm always looking for ways to improve the show. Don't forget, check out the show notes. We've got a link to our brand new YouTube channel there, where we've got awesome videos coming out with more every week. If you want to support the podcast, We've got gear at alldayruckoff.com/store, so you can check that out as well. Thank you so much again for listening, and remember, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.